Sad Šeš Avede gives to explain what is supposed to be our emotions b'shas we are going to Lein Aicha. Shoyes Avede says that when we start Leining Aicha and we hear the Aicha being led b'tzibur and saying with the words, a person is supposed to start crying b'p'chia g'deyle miyet. Why does a person cry when he starts to read Eicha? And the tzar that there was for Klal Yisrael with the Mises Mishunis that Klal Yisrael had, and on the Chilul of Shem Shamayim that there was between all the Umay Yisraelim, that they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they were able to be Mechalul the Kedushas HaMikdash, and they were able to be Mechalul and make Chizik of Klal Yisrael and say to Klal Yisrael, Ayay Aleheyem, all that a person has to think b'shat he reads the Megillah. And a person has to cry, b'v'chiyu ma'a nefesh mi'eid. And he's reading the Megillah and he thinks what it says in these psukim. Why is it that we know that years ago, not too long ago, we were able to see Yidden, the emes cry tishabov. We were able to see Yidden spill tears and feel that it was b'emes, like it would be a shas avelus, like it would be meisei mutalefono, but they would be able to see the churban beis hamikdash as it would be happening now, and they were ripping apart their hearts in tzar from seeing the churban. Why is it that today we are so rochik from being able to cry the way we are supposed to cry? Why can't we sit down on the floor and just cry that the Ribbono shel Olam took away from us the beis hamikdash? Why can't we cry when we hear the churbanis and of all the tzoros that Klal Yisrael had? Many of us will answer that we are so far, we are so much detached from it. It's something that's so out of our minds. It's 2,000 years ago. We can't associate ourselves with those churbanis. We can't associate ourselves with those tzar. We can't remember so much. We don't know so much about it. It's not me'eirer us. So for us there's a different question. There's a question that arises that all of us, every single one of us, remembers or doesn't remember or knows that for 60 years ago we all lost good chalakim of Klal Yisrael. Many of us lost fathers, grandfathers, brothers, sisters, mishpacha. Many of us are left over. Echad b'yir v'shnayim b'mishpacha. And why can't we sit down and cry about that? Why is that not me'ayre b'chi? Why is that not me'ayre that we should be able to see the churban of Klal Yisrael and the tzaras of Golus? Maybe the affluent society that we live in doesn't let us remember. Maybe we can't remember what happened. Maybe we can't remember what the Ribbono shel Olam did to us. Maybe we should hear what the Ribbono shel Olam be'emes did to us. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Eilo asisa, you did so much. V'chrashti demisa hayos eya kamaicha oichichacha ve'ercha leinecha. The Targum teaches what this pasuk means. And there was a Rebbe, the Radzumina Rebbe, in Tafresh Tzadik Tef, a year before the war, got up Yom Kippur on the Bima and said that there comes a time in history when people don't believe that there is a Gehenna anymore. What does the Ribbono shel Olam do when there's people that don't believe there's a Gehenem? The Ribbono shel Olam, he said, Dvarim Meiram Admiyei, the Ribbono shel Olam brings down Gehenem onto this world. The Ribbono shel Olam brings a dogma of Gehenem for our own eyes. And that's what the Targum says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Oichichacha ve'ercha leinecha. Asaber, the Targum says, I will put in front of you din Gehenem, the world to come, I will put kadamach. I will put it in front of your eyes. You'll see your own eyes, the Gehenna in front of your own eyes. For 5 years, Klal Yisrael saw what Gehenna means in front of their own eyes. The Ribbono shel Olam brought of Gehenna onto this world. And we are less than 60 years later, and the affluent society that we live in doesn't let us dwell on it, doesn't let us cry, doesn't let us be moved to tears, doesn't let us to scream to the Ribbono shel Olam, because we are forgetting that we are in Golus. But are we talking forgetting that we are in Golus? Is there no Shmodis today? Today we don't live in Golus. Today we don't have what we had in the 60, 70 years ago. Today we don't have pogroms. Today we don't live in fear from the Goyish neighbors. So we forget that we are in Golus. But maybe we should remember how many of our mishpachas, how many of us sitting here know a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a friend who has lost children to the street, who has lost children to Yiddishkeit. Isn't that Golus? What is a greater Golus? What is a greater Golus than the Golus of losing children in a Misa Gashmi and going off to Gan Eden? Or is a greater Golus the Golus that we are living in today, that on every street corner we are losing children, and on every street corner there are children that are going away from the Derech Hashem? Isn't that a Meredith Gzeira of Golus? Isn't that enough to awake us? How many mothers cry at night? How many mothers lie on the pillows at night and cry with tears? I have a child who's straying from the Derech Hashem. I have a child who's succumbing to the temptations of the street. I have a child who goes, is ripping him away from Klal Yisrael. Why can't we cry about that? Why can't we cry about our Chorben? Why can't we cry about the Chorben that touches every one of our own hearts? Why can't we cry about the Chorben of how many Chaylim there are who have a Basholt in the Machlen? Maybe you'll tell me that's Derech HaTeva. Maybe you'll come and answer me that a machl is Derech HaTeva and you don't see the Yad Hashem. Well, why don't we go down to the hospitals in Manhattan and talk to doctors and ask them, are the statistics true? Are the statistics true that there is not a dimion to the machle by Yiddish Eden, by Frum Eden, than to the whole world? The statistics aren't true. Yiddish Kinderlich, so many Yiddish Kinderlich are being burnt up by chemotherapy. So many Yiddish Kinderlich are being burnt up by radiation. So many Yiddish Tatas, so many Yiddish Mamas. Why aren't we crying? Why aren't we ripping our hearts out with tears? Because we can't move ourselves. We can't move ourselves to tears. We can't cry. We can't cry to the Rebbeinu Shemayim. When is this Golus going to stop? Eicha, how can I exist? I can't exist anymore. Yirmiyahu HaNavi ends the kapitlech in Tein Eicha. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says at the end of Eicha, Kimois Mastanu. Rebbeinu Shemayim, you are Mamayis in us. Katsafta Aleinu Admiyot. I don't know if it's right pshat, but I think in our generation we have to touch the posik that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is saying, Mois Mastanu. Ribbono shel olam, you take me mais in us. Ribbono shel olam, you take don't like what we do. Aber katzaf to aleinu, you have such a sinner to us. You have such a kaas to us, Rachman al Islam. Ad miyait. Why is it that you gave the miyait? Toiv miyait ze yetzara. Why did you give the miyait such a kayach in our generation? Why is the yetzara such a burning yetzara that it's killing away our children? Why are we not able to be mechanech our children to be yamis a yiddish? Why do they have to fight such a war against the temptations of the street? Why are our children succumbing to drugs? Why are the children succumbing to all the other temptations of the street? Why is that Ribbono shel olam cuts after Aleinu Admiyot? You gave such a tight to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah in our generation is burning so strong. Why can't we pick up our eyes to Ribbono shel olam and cry to Ribbono shel olam Admasai? How long are we going to have to suffer the bitter goddess that was suffering. We're suffering a terrible Golus. It's not an affluent society. It's a Golus of a murder, a Golus of our neshamas. Our neshamas are being burnt. The neshamas of our children are being burnt. And we're doing nothing about it. We're not crying to the Rebbeinu shel olam. We sit aside and we look and we see the children go away. We see children being mechal Shabbos le'aleinu. We see children going away from Derech HaTeira, Derech HaYira. There are some more, some less, but there is the straying away, the way that we're supposed to be. There's such a strong Golus, there's such a bitter Golus, there's such a Golus that the Rebbeinu shel olam opened up the Gehenna in front of our eyes. Tomorrow, we read in the Kriya tomorrow, Ata Arei Soledas, Kashem Hu Elikim, Einoid Milvadei. Rashi says, Achazal Posuch Lehem El Yeinim. The Rebbeinu shel olam opened up the Rikia, and the Rebbeinu shel olam showed the Rikia, Einoid Milvadei. But Rashi says the Rebbeinu Shalom did something else. Karalahem et tachteinim. The Rebbeinu Shalom ripped open the tachteinim. The Rebbeinu Shalom opened up the tachteinim to see the Shail Tachtis. In 1940 to 1945, we saw in our own eyes the Shail Tachtis, the Gehenim, the burning eyes of Gehenim of this world. In 2004, we see the Shail Tachtis, the burning ash of the temptations of the Shail Tachtis, of the way of the Goyish, the way of life, that is burning in front of our eyes. The Rebbeinu Shalom has opened up the Gehenim. And the Shaltachdis, with such meirdik in the Shainis, with such meirdik in Galus, and we have to cry to the Rebbeinu Shalom that we can't stand this Galus anymore. We can't take this Galus anymore. When is the Rebbeinu Shalom going to take us out already? And sure, that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom of the world. But the Kamer Beis Hamikdash will be able to see the glory of the Hashem Yisbarach. We'll be able to see that Hashem who Elikim. We'll be able to see Einoit Vulvadei. We'll be able to see with our own eyes that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom of the world. All the temptations of the world will become bottle, and that's why we want the Shvi'a Beis Hamikdash. We want the Shvi'a Beis Hamikdash because we want to be able to be misgaber on all the temptations. But now, while we are in Golus, we have to cry to the Rebbeinu Shalom that we should be able to be saved with the Golus, that we should be able to live through the Golus. Living through Golus doesn't mean a Gashmistic life. Living through Golus means living as a Yid through Golus. Being able to withstand the Goyish Gas in Golus. Be able to withstand the temptations of the Goyish Gas in Golus. That's what living in Golus means. And that's what we hear of Shtish above. We sit in Golus. And the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chai kol hosh Yisrael liyos meitzar v'doyeg achur mamigdash. Every person has to cry in Churban HaMikdash. And the Chiddush HaRim says that if we can't cry in Churban HaMikdash, then we have to cry in our own Churban. But if we can't cry in Churban HaMikdash, that means that we have lost our Hageshus. We have lost our sensitivity. We can't even remind ourselves of the Kedushas HaMikdash. We can't even see that it's missing the Kedushas HaMikdash. That it must be that we ourselves are so charev. If we can't sit down and cry that the Rebbeinu Shalom should bring back a Beis HaMikdash, then we have to sit down and cry on our own churban, on the churban of our own houses, on the churban of our own lives, that we took the Rebbeinu Shalom and we put him aside in our lives. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom the ikar of our lives? Do we live the way the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to live? We want Mashiach to come. Everybody wants Mashiach to come. But do we really want Mashiach to come? Do we realize what it means Mashiach's coming? Do we realize what we're going to have to give away from our lifestyle when Mashiach comes? Maybe we should show the Rebbeinu Shalom that we're ready to live the way the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to live. If we'll show the Rebbeinu Shalom we're ready to live the way the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to live, the Rebbeinu Shalom will bring Mashiach to Cana v'Mehera. There's another reason that we sit here tonight and we cry. And maybe we should remind ourselves the sipur that happened in the Second World War in the Warsaw Ghetto. There was a younger man, a Ben Kideshim, that was at night laying in a bunker on the ground, which everybody knows what the sakonis in a bunker on the ground were. And we know the kedusha of these people in what they were oisik in the last minutes, in what they were oisik when they were in such sakonis anefesh. All they were oisik is in learning the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush Hashem to know how to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, which barakah you have to make when you're Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Something else they didn't want, something else they wasn't interested in, only in knowing exactly where you're supposed to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And there was laying a younger man, and he missed the minyan from Meiris. And he told the Chaverim in the bunker, I'm going out into the streets of Warsaw in 1942. I am going out to look for a minyan from Meiris. And they told him, no, you can't go out. You're going to open up the bunker for the Seinim. The bunker will find you and they will follow you and they will uncover the bunker. You can put yourself in Sakonis Nefashis at night. You're not allowed to go out. There's a curfew at night. But he needed a minion. And he went out of the bunker and he went out into the dark nights of the Nazi Gestapo Yimach Shemom. And he went through the streets of Warsaw to look for a minion. And sure enough, the Malachi Chabala found him on the street. And they may even Makis Retzach. But they left the Neshama in him. And with his last keiches, he came back to the bunker early in the morning. And laying in the bunker early in the morning, they put him into a corner. And they made for him a comfortable place to sit and lie. And suddenly, when it became a little bit light, they heard him murmuring. And they were afraid there was Shas Nitzias Neshama. and the people gathered around the person, and they heard what the person was mumbling. The Gemara says, "Kisha Adam Shari Betzar." When he did Shari Betzar, Shchina Mai Meres. What does the Shchina Akedah say? What does the Shchina Akedah say? The Shchina Akedah says, "Kalani Mereshi, Kalani Mizrei." Kaviyachol the Shchina Akedah says, "Tzar." When he does Tzar, when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, the Shchina is also in Golus. A Yid was laying in the middle of Tzaris. He was holding by Yitzis Neshama. His whole body was full of tzar, full of bloody wounds that the Nazis inflicted on him. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kshadam Shari B'tzar. The Gemara said that the Shechina has tzar. Ribbono Shel Olam, I ask you one thing. From me you shouldn't have no tzar. I am ready to take all the tzar in the world, but I want one thing, that my tzar should not be negated in the Shechina HaKadosh. If there are more holier folk than Klal Yisrael, if there are greater Am Kodesh than Klal Yisrael, than the minutes of Yitzis Neshama, when you're racking with fever, when you're in such kind of pain that a person can't even describe the pain that the people were in at that time. What was the only thought that was on their mind? One thought was on their mind. The Shechina HaKadosh should not have no tzar. I don't want for me the Shechina HaKadosh should have tzar. That's the elevation that a Yid comes to. So Kodesh is a Yid, so holy is a Yid, to such a high degree a Yid could come. We have to remember, Eskera Lekim V'amoyo V'roisi Kalir Altila B'nuya V'ira Lekim Mishupeles Atshiel Tachtiya. The Prima Godin brings the Rabbi Gershon Kitteveh, I think he brings this in Rabbi Gershon Kitteveh, came into Yishalayim HaKadosh, and he saw Yishalayim HaKadosh, everybody sitting very nicely in Yishalayim HaKadosh. All the nations were then in Yishalayim. And he wanted to know, what does it mean, V'ir Elikim Mishu Peles Atsher Tachtiya. And he says, the Prima Godim says that the Pshat is a different Pshat. You could look at Yishalayim, Yishalayim could be built. But do we want this Yishalayim, or we want Yishalayim Shalmala? Which Yishalayim are we looking for? We need Yishalayim Shalmala. Yishalayim Shalmala is not built. Yishalayim Shalmala is not Kim Mishupeles Atzel Tachtiya. Yishalayim Shalmala is Mushpeles. Yishalayim Shalmala is Ir Abzuya V'Asher Meima. Yishalayim Shalmala is Ein Yeshiva, because Rebbe Yishalayim said he's not going to go into Yishalayim Shalmala until he'll go into Yishalayim Shalmata. We come to cry tonight. We have to remember we cry for the Shechina HaKadosh. We cry for the Shechina that's in Golus 2,000 years. The Rebbe Yishalayim wants to bring the Shechina from Shemayim Taurus. The Rebbe Yishalayim wants to be Master Shechinasa B'Tachtayinim. For that reason, the Rebbe Yishalayim created the whole world. There was no other reason for creation, only to be Master the Shechina in this world. At 2,000 years, the Rebbe Yishalayim isn't able to be Master the Shechina in this world, because we don't let the Shechina come down to this world. Because we don't do tshuva. Because we don't do tshuva. And we don't really come to seder from all that the Rebbe Yishalayim does to us. We don't turn back to the Rebbe Yishalayim. We don't say to the Rebbe Yishalayim, enough is enough. We want to come back. We want again the Shechina HaKadosh. But we are so long in Golus, and we tell the Rebbe Yishalayim, Ashivenu Hashem Elecha. We have a machlekes with the Rebbe Yishalayim who has to make the first move. The Rebbe Yishalayim says that we have to make the first move. We have to do tshuva. We tell the Rebbe Yishalayim tonight, we are so long in Golus. We are suffering so long in Golus. It's so hard for us. Maybe all the 2,000 years we suffered Gashmis Dikiridifis. We suffered Gashmis Dikiridifis. We were able to be servilit. But I don't think that Klal Yisrael can be servile. The Ruchnis Dikiridifis that we have today. So we tell the Rebbe Yishalayim, enough is enough. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. The Rebbe Yishalayim should take us back. We promise the Rebbe Yishalayim in Hashuva. When you'll show us that you're taking us back, we'll do tshuva, we'll leave all the affluent society of the American street. We'll leave all the Goyishkeit that we've committed in Golus. We'll ever drop everything and run after you. But we are in such a massive that you can't wait for us to do complete tshuva. So we ask the Rebbe Yishalayim, like we end off Eicha. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. The Rebbe Yishalayim should take us back. The Rebbe Yishalayim should show us that he's ready to take us back, that he wants to bring Mashiach. He should bring back Ruach HaPeinu, Mashiach Hashem. He should bring back the Mashiach, which is Ruach HaPeinu, which is our whole life. Without him we can't live. And he will bring it back. We promise the Rebbe Yishalayim tonight. From tears and from the thoughts of what's going on with us, from the churban of life that we have today, we tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom, take us back, and then we will make our move in Hashuva. We will do tshuva. And if we will promise the Rebbeinu Shalom truthfully from the tears of Davelus tonight, we'll do tshuva to the Rebbeinu Shalom, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will hear our cries, and he will be mekayim bekarav Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha.